My brother Troy Anthony Davis on Georgia death row was sentenced to death for the death of an off-duty police officer in Savannah, Georgia, August 19, 1989. Troy was trying to help a homeless man, and a drug dealer turned his gun on Troy and told him to stay out of his business. Troy and some other teens ran away, and they had no idea who shot and killed the police officer who came out to help the homeless man. 2 days later, the drug dealer, who was an informant for the police officers, actually went into the police department and said that a boy named Troy shot the police officer. Then they went looking for Troy, and they never even questioned him about the crime. They said that Georgia death row inmates will not be seen or heard, that they are not to be given a voice. And so that's why we're all wearing I Am Troy Davis shirts, because people around the world are giving him a voice. I think that if Troy could tell his story and tell what happened, they would know that Troy is innocent. Everybody that gets to meet Troy knows that Troy is innocent, and they don't want to be able to give Troy a voice and be able to see his face and for him to be able to tell his story, because then people would know that what's happening to Troy is an injustice. So they're denying him access to the press. If he has access to the press, then they will deny him access to his family. Family phone calls, and they can even deny him access to his lawyers for limited time. This is Troy's fourth death warrant and fourth time being put up for execution. Some courts have given him relief and others have denied him. And so we're back at the same spot where they're trying to execute Troy. Troy's life can be saved by flooding the Georgia Parole Board with phone calls. People can go online and find the number to the Georgia Parole Board, and they can send as many letters, as many faxes as they possibly can, saying, please spare the life of Troy Anthony Davis, because when there's doubt in the case, that they should not execute, and that was their standard. Also going to Amnesty International's website, www.aiusa.org, or National NAACP, NAACP.org. And they have the day of action and everything that you can do to help Troy.